Send a movie idea.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to The Dream Factory, the world's greatest user-generated movie creation podcast. The rules are simple. We can discuss as many movie ideas as we like, but only one can be taken to the next stage, where we'll put it in Dennis Rodman's file of facts, ready for delivery to Pyongyang. I'm Joel, a man who puts the chic in psychic, and across from me is John, who went to see the French band Phoenix last night and has brought many, many French flags to the studio in what I can only assume is some sort of coup.
That's all true as well, unfortunately.
Coup, a French word. So it's already working, mate.
Smashed it.
I normally refuse to use French words, but that snuck in. Favourite French word in the English language? Blancmange. Blancmange is the best one.
Yeah, why not? Blancmange.
Blancmange translated means white eat.
Blancmange.
Isn't it spelled blancmange, though?
Oh, yeah, then probably.
White eat.
I don't understand anything. What is a blancmange?
No wonder we didn't. That's the only reason we haven't translated it, because no one would eat that.
What's
a pudding? White eat.
We've got some white eat for you. Yeah, listeners.
Terrifying. Let's get right into it. Movie ideas, John. Give me one.
This one's from Reddit, the front page of the internet. From Capable Cow. He's given us a cast, or she. I don't know the gender of this cow. Or would it be a bull if it's a man?
Yeah.
So we have to assume it's a lady. She's given us a cast, an object, and a title.
Cool.
Tom Cruise, Terry Crews, Penelope Cruz. Interesting fact, all spelled differently.
Yeah, there's many ways to spell cruise.
Top cruise facts. The object is a cruise ship, and the title is Cruise Control. Go.
Right, okay. So are there any other cruises we're missing out on here?
No. No, those are the top. You're
those are the big
so
cruises,
many
aren't
cruises
they? Yeah.
In your life.
Okay, no worries. So it's obviously like a some sort of heist movie, I think.
You think?
Yeah, absolutely.
Not a comedy caper taking place on a cruise ship.
It's a comedy caper heist movie, John. Let me finish. Sometimes when I pause for 5 to 10 seconds, yeah. I've still got some of that sentence to say. Yeah, so it's a comedy caper heist movie featuring all of the cruises. What's interesting about this is that it's actually spelt the Penelope Cruise way, Cruise Control.
Why?
Because the Tom Cruise is a surprise. And he's not actually listed on the cast list.
Oh, lovely.
And he's not in any of the trailers.
Yeah.
And he's the captain of the ship.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
So it's about
he's the bad guy.
Three quarters of the way through, they realise it's the captain of the ship that's screwing things up.
Yeah, captain of the ship is smuggling something. Yeah. The only reason I'm thinking that is because he's literally now in a film in cinemas at the moment where he does lots of smuggling.
Yeah, but he's bad smuggling. And he's wearing a fat
suit. What's good smuggling?
I don't know why, but he's wearing a fat suit in this film, just to let you know.
Yeah, Tropic Thunder style.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bad smuggling. What's good smuggling?
You said bad smuggling.
Yeah, but why? Oh.
Which would imply there's good smuggling.
I'm just saying.
Medicines,
bad.
Medicines, good medicines in countries where they don't allow them.
Smuggling much needed things into countries where...
Animals, that's just fun, isn't it? That's fun smuggling.
Fun smuggling.
Yeah.
So Johnny Depp, when he was doing Pirates of the Caribbean, he was being a fun smuggler.
He was a fun, yeah.
He should have said he was just researching the role of a pirate. Don't they smuggle?
Yeah, I'm a method actor. That's what, hence the smuggling.
Han Solo is a good smuggler.
Yeah, that's right. He's a lovable smuggler. He's the most lovable smuggler in the universe. There's a pub near my village in Kent, where I'm from.
Yeah.
In the marshes. And it's called... This is fucking cool, right? It's a pub for smugglers. So it's in the marshes on the Thames estuary. and it's called Shade House because there's no windows facing the waterfront, so you wouldn't know if there were people in there because it was shady as hell, the goings-on in there. How cool is that?
That's very cool.
It's all bricked up from all three sides apart from the water.
So that,
so the Essex police can see it. They can't get near it. And everyone in Kent's like, look, that's just a brick wall. There's no one in there kind of thing. Shade House. That's the coolest name for a pub ever.
So, opening scene. You see the sign for Shade House. You see the silhouette of what turns out to be Tom Cruise in a fat suit.
Nice.
Starting to do his dodgy dealing.
So he's, yeah, he's at the bar.
Yeah.
He's at the bar.
But it's a silhouette.
And Penelope Cruz is undercover and she seduces him and gets invited on the ship.
They were dating for a bit, which would have been weird if they'd, you know.
Were they?
Yeah. When I whistled, I meant like got married because that would be weird. Because having sex, there's no issue having a similar surname.
Oh, that would have been weird. look, Tom, I'm sorry about this, but I don't want to take the name.
Yeah.
I just really love my name. Maybe she would have double-barreled it.
Cruz.
Penelope Cruz.
Lovely stuff. So she is a spy.
Yep. I think it's actually, we're dating this in the the 18th century. I think it's not a cruise ship. I think it's like a pirate ship.
Pirate ship.
Yeah, but he's still in a fat suit and he's got a wooden leg.
And I was going to say...
But he still wears sunglasses, even though it's like 1762. He's still got the same Tom Cruise hair and sunglasses, but he's a pirate. Everything else is pirate-esque.
I haven't decided fully, but I know that Terry Crews, we're going to play against type and he'll be like a strategic master.
Yeah,
like,
but he won't get a single laugh in the film. No. Which, I mean, isn't actually that much of a stretch to imagine.
Oh.
No, he's all right, isn't he?
He's
all right. Well, I just think about that film White Chicks. Whenever, that's all I can think about. I can't think of anything else he's in ever, even though I see him all the time.
People love White Chicks.
He's basically from that gif where he sings...
Oh, Vanessa Carlton, A Thousand Miles.
Yeah.
Right, so he's a goodie as well. So we've got Penelope Cruz.
Or is he?
Terry Crews and all of their crews. And maybe they're all warring factions.
Right, okay.
Let's just rewind. Let's fast forward all the way to the end because I'm already bored of this film.
Yeah.
Tom Cruise wins. Bad guy wins,
yeah.
Cue 100 years of smuggling going completely unnoticed. Because
he puts a load of doubloons behind the bar at Shade House.
Yeah.
And has an absolute fucking bender at the end of the film.
You're welcome, Capable Cow. Do you want another one from a listener, a contributor?
Absolutely.
Right. Bacon Blitz 109 says... Lego Schindler's List. Now.
Yeah. Does it inject the same level of humour that Lego does into all the other franchises they have? I would happily just now make this show Lego versions of films.
Well, I was going to...
What can you do here?
I was going to suggest banning Lego films from now on.
Yeah, that's fair. Because otherwise it's just Lego funny film that shouldn't be in Lego, isn't it?
Exactly. What do we do?
12 years of Lego Man.
Exactly. And I think, well, until you said that one...
That actually is great.
Until you said that...
I actually think this is hilarious. So I'm vetoing your ban. I've got power of veto.
I mean, unfortunately, this democracy that I created means that I can't do anything until Joel agrees with me. So send in your Lego films, I guess.
just think about Lego versions of truly sort of quite heavy movies. So what else are you going to suggest?
What, heavy movies with Lego?
Yeah.
No, I don't want to, mate.
What are the heavy films?
Well, a Lego Serbian film. I haven't seen, but I've heard about.
Yeah. Mother, but it's in Lego. It's just called Lego!
Yeah?
Yeah.
Ever since you revealed, Joel, that it takes you about 5 to 10 seconds to confirm whether you've finished a sentence, I just don't know when to talk or not anymore.
Yeah, that's...
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Would you like another suggestion from Karen?
We can have a suggestion from Karen.
Karen.
I just don't imagine people called Karen to be on Reddit.
No, this one's not from Reddit.
Oh, I was going to say, there's no way, because Karen is the most mum name around. It's the most mum name in town. I think I've got three friends whose mums are called Karen.
Yeah. It's a very, yeah, I'd give you that. There are names that have a certain age. And so, like, the idea of a baby Nigel just doesn't
hilarious.
Make sense.
Absolutely hilarious. There can't be many around. It's like how Gary's are dying off.
Yeah. They just sound like...
No, I mean, people called Gary are dying. It's weird, man.
Tell me
it's
about
really
the film
weird.
Idea. So...
Yeah. Everyone called Gary starts to die.
Everyone called
Lineker. Lineker goes live on telly.
People are desperately changing their names, but that's not helping.
And it takes a little while to figure out what the link is, because obviously you'd never jump to that. But all of the Garys are dying.
Newman's gone. Lineker's gone. And they're
goes.
Just thinking...
Lineker goes.
They met at like a charity event like 20 years ago, but that doesn't link them. And then eventually, yeah, about four people in there realise it's just the name Gary.
Yeah. So then they have to...
Are they
to,
dying of natural causes?
No, somebody's wiping them out. Somebody's like, yeah, I'm glad that the name Gary's dying out, but it's not happening quick enough. So they're trying to speed it up.
The twist is
yeah,
that it's another person called Gary.
Shit.
Busey.
It's Gary Busey, yeah.
Gary Busey. And he's assassinating them
You've
all.
Got good Gary knowledge.
Cheers, mate. He's assassinating them all because he... It's like revenge for the fact that he was bullied for being called a Gary.
He wants to be the last Gary on Earth. That's what it's called. The film's called The Last Gary on Earth.
Because when he started his career, he thought he could be like a Madonna or an Adele, but no one would accept a guy just called Gary.
Like Pele.
Yeah.
We're at the point now where I'm thinking about the name Gary and it doesn't make sense in my head. Like the you know, do you ever get that when you use a word so much? Like the letters G-A-R-Y, when I think about them, don't make sense. I can't picture it. I'm having like... Beautiful Mind style fucking trip at the moment where I can just see those letters and all I can see is the word gravy.
Gary.
It's so weird. Like, that's how those letters should be organised. Or grey.
My favourite sequence in The Last Gary is where Gary Busey assassinates the animated snail from SpongeBob SquarePants. It's amazing.
Gary Busey's like in a snorkel just fucking pummeling him to death. SpongeBob's like, no.
Lovely stuff.
Yeah.
So, is the best film we're going to come up with this week?
It's The Last Gary on Earth, yeah. we're not topping that, are we?
It wasn't even suggested.
We're better than the listeners, mate.
We haven't even...
How many times do I have to tell you?
We haven't even got to Karen's suggestion.
So, moving on. Thanks, Karen. Thanks, Karen, for The Last Gary on Earth.
Right, let me tick off all the ones we've done.
Our biggest fan in the corner there.
Just to let the listener know, earlier when I said out of the blue, Han Solo...
Yeah,
it's because there's a third person there.
You've got the weirdest form of Tourette's.
There's a third person in there.
Brito.
He's been here for every episode. Just sat there,
yeah.
Making us feel better about ourselves.
Naked.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's Joel's insistence.
Yeah, very true. Yeah, so he's actually here in the room. He's asked to remain anonymous, but he's here because he's paid $10,000 on Patreon.
Yeah.
This is the top level.
So we took him out for breakfast.
Yep. Took him for a lovely... He paid.
Yeah. The $10,000 didn't quite
cover. $10,000, you get to take us out for breakfast.
And you pay.
And you pay.
It's open to anyone, honestly. Listener, yeah. Let us know if you want breakfast with us, $10,000. And you get to sit in on a recording.
You get to sit in on a recording. And what people don't realise, obviously the episodes are quite tight, but the recording's actually 12 hours.
Would you like one more suggestion? I'm not sure why that was mild singing there, but...
Yeah, go on, give me another suggestion.
Just keeping the vibes up.
Give me a suggestion.
Keeping the vibes.
Or would you like one from me?
No, let's have one more from the listener.
All right, you don't want from the fine?
Right. This one is from Ellie.
Thanks, Ellie.
She suggests Sad Max. So I assume it's... Are we going with Tom Hardy or Mel Gibson?
They're both in it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Lovely. So it's pretty amazing car chases, really cool dystopian world, lots of dust. But he's just a bit sad. He's
but
miserable.
Every time it cuts to his car, Gary Jewell's Mad World is playing. It's just really somber.
We don't actually remake the film. We just re-soundtrack it. Well,
that's going on the social media this week. It's scored entirely by Gary Jules. It's Gary Jules' big comeback into pop music.
It's about time. The thing is,
run the Gary Jules. Right, there's a thing.
Run the Gary Jules.
Just fucking run the Jules doing a rap verse on his version of Mad World.
Let's do it. Because the thing is, I would say Mad Max, even though, you know, he promises mad, he actually delivers Grumpy Max. He's not
Grumpy Max.
No, I know. But he's kind of just got like a kind of miserable face. So if you change the soundtrack, you could very quickly get to Sad Max. It's not difficult. It's not like he's genuinely raging the whole time.
Yeah, that's very true.
So I think Sad Max is actually really easy to do. Thanks, Ellie.
Thank you very much, Ellie. Gary Jules. Another Gary.
We had a Bruce special.
Gary
Jules
absolutely soundtracks the last Gary on Earth. And it's so meta that at the end, Gary Busey goes into the recording studio and kills Gary Jules, who is scoring the film. And then there's no soundtrack for the last 15 minutes of the film.
I thought it would be the final scene. He's like, I've got one more Gary to get.
So what's happening, right? What's happening is Gary Jules is watching the film and scoring it, and he sees Gary Busey walk up to the recording studio and walk into the recording studio on the screen. That's cool, man. That's quite cool.
That's very meta. I think we might have accidentally come up with quite a fun film.
Again. What are we like?
Let's have one from both of us.
It's quite embarrassing that, you know, listeners really pore over this, and I know they do. They're like, oh, I've got, you know, I'll set aside some time tonight to think of a good film suggestion, and we just fucking riff the last Gary on Earth. It's embarrassing for them. They need to raise their game. Like, I appreciate all of the suggestions, but if you're listening to this, raise your game.
Joel says that every single week when we finish recording. He goes, our bit was great, but the listeners.
Yeah, they're letting us down. I said to John, do we have to do a show with listeners?
On the subject of Joel being really great.
The what, sorry?
On the subject, sorry, Sean Connery. Possessed by the ghost of Sean Connery for a second there. On the subject of you being great, why don't you give us your suggestion?
All right, okay. You know, you harassed me earlier for not really having any ideas for this week.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's sort of true. But what about Blade Runner?
Yeah.
But with Blade.
The weird thing is, Joel, I actually also came up with this today.
I imagine it's because Blade Runner's on the lips of the nation at the moment, right? Because Blade Runner 10-9 is coming out.
Lovely stuff.
Yeah.
It's actually 11-9, surely.
It is, yeah. Here's the difference between you and I. If somebody asked you the time, you would say 2049. And I'd say 10-9.
If you try and tell someone the time to the exact second, do you have to predict where it's going to be at the point you finish the time? Or do you start from where you start? Because seconds will have passed whilst you're saying
this. This says a lot about you.
I just want to make sure that we're all on the same page.
Completely accurate when you tell people the time. So yeah,
replicants and vampires.
Yeah,
that's a good sell.
That's such a great pitch.
That's an elevator pitch.
Exactly.
Are we bringing back the actor?
Bringing Blade out of prison.
Are we?
Is he still in prison?
What, for tax evasion?
Yeah, that's so lame, isn't it?
What's the actor's name? Anyone?
Wesley Snipes.
Oh yeah.
Thanks, anonymous. thanks, anonymous Patreon. So, are we bringing back Wesley Snipes?
Yeah, absolutely. He is Blade.
And is it?
Otherwise, what would it be? It wouldn't work. He needs to be recognisably Blade.
I think there's some strange parallels between Blade Runner and Blade.
Yeah,
because as far as it's kind of like
hunting
out people in hidden in general.
Blade's
life.
Killed all of the vampires.
Okay.
By 2019, all of the vampires are gone.
Yeah.
And he's sort of twiddling his thumbs. He's getting old. You know, it's kind of like they have to bring Blade out of retirement. They're like, who is the best guy at hunting a specific type of person?
Yeah.
And they're like, it's Blade.
It's Blade. Is he old? Is he retirement age?
He's old. He's like
Wesley Snipes with like old prosthetics.
Yeah, yeah, exactly right. He's old. He's retired. Kind of like Logan kind of vibes.
Oh, I like this.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah. And so they bring him out of retirement, and he kills all the replicants.
He just kills all of them.
All of them. Yeah.
He's actually. It's not actually a fun
but
film to
twist,
watch.
Twist at the end. Guess what?
He's a replicant vampire.
Yeah. And he turns the blade on himself.
And then he says.
What's the speech at the end of Blade Runner?
I guess I was the blade all along. Something about rain, and he does that rain monologue, and then just stabs himself.
Right. So, if you Google,
yeah,
speech at the end of, So what's happening? What's happening here is we're trying to riff the speech at the end of Blade Runner. It turns out neither of us can remember it at all well. So I was going to Google speech at the end of Blade Runner and then edit all of that out. And then it would be like we knew the speech, but we're going to include lots of hilarious references to Blade. So I've Googled speech at the end of. What do you think comes up?
Well, I thought Blade Runner.
It's there. It's third on the list.
Okay. I've just plucked this one out of my own brain. Speech at the end of Independence Day.
Not on the list, mate.
Thanks
this
a lot, patron,
is a mental
dude.
List.
Speech at the
top
end.
Top one makes sense. Pardon?
The Office. There's a good speech at the end of that, isn't there?
Not there.
Oh, go on anyway.
Dunkirk, number one.
It's a good speech. It's not. Is it? Do you think that's already iconic? I guess so.
It's pretty iconic.
Yeah.
I mean, number two, speech at the end of Bride Wars. What's that speech?
We all remember it.
Yeah, the rousing speech at the end of Bride Wars. Why is people? What's the second? Hang on. Is this one of those things where...
Do you watch Bride Wars?
Because of what I Google. I'm always watching Bride Wars.
Yeah. Right. Why don't you find the speech at the end of Bride Wars and make it about Blade Runner and Blade instead?
Maybe you'll find it in a spouse and celebrate it with your dream vampire killing. But there's also a chance that the one person you count on for a lifetime is also a vampire replicant. The one person who knows you sometimes better than you know yourself... is the same person who's been standing beside you all along, Blade Runner.
And then he stabs himself.
And he stabs himself. Well, that's shit.
Yeah,
that is rubbish.
I was expecting some top drawer speech.
That's
stuff.
The second most popular speech in a film, according to Google.
Bride Wars is a TV show, mate.
Is it?
I think.
No, it's not.
Oh,
it's
no,
a,
no,
it's
no.
2000, it's a 2000. What would that speech be? Speech at the end of the TV show Bride Wars. You're thinking of Don't Tell the Bride.
No, I'm not thinking of that, but.
You're always thinking of it.
I must be thinking of something similar to Don't Tell the Bride. Well, that's it. You've absolutely smashed it, mate. Blade Runner.
Thank you very much.
I always thought that they should call the Blade Runner sequel Blade Runnier, but they didn't respond to my emails.
Blade Sprinter.
Right, I'm going to say one and then we'll get out of here, yeah?
Cool.
Mine is kind of a film suggestion, but also you've actually kind of alluded to it earlier, but it's also just an idea of how we can save the world.
Good, 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 good. Someone's got to, mate.
Someone's got to.
I'm starting to think it might have to be us.
I'm starting to think that we're the only ones left. The only Gary's left. Right, so I don't know if you know, but Dennis Rodman is, as you said earlier,
yeah.
he's mates with Kim Jong-un.
He's the American ambassador to North Korea. He's the unofficial American ambassador to North Korea.
And he supports Trump and is mates with Trump. And
yeah.
He's mates with Kim Jong-un because Kim Jong-un is... For those who don't know, he's actually surprisingly westernized in like his taste because I think he was educated in England and he loves basketball.
Yeah, and Kim Jong-il was the same, right? He had a massive collection of Hollywood films.
Yes.
They love it, mate.
Yeah.
They love it.
And also, I'm thinking, I mean, Rodman probably could save the world right now, but I'm also worried about...
We are literally in a situation where Dennis Rodman could tell Kim Jong-un not to send nuclear weapons.
Oh, yeah, that statement, I think Dennis Rodman could save the world right now,
isn't that fucking mad?
Yes. But also, I think Russia's something we need to worry about slightly as well.
Oh, yeah?
And why is that?
I love it when you talk politics.
Just some man called Putin. And so... he's mates with Steven Seagal.
Yeah.
It's a buddy movie. Rodman and Seagal save the world.
I'm loving it. I'm absolutely loving that.
That's it. I don't think we need to flesh it out.
And it's they're not actually action heroes. It's like a Yalta. It's like the Yalta conference, but Rodman and Seagal are just like bringing the leaders of the world together.
Yeah.
And thrashing it out.
Absolutely.
Oh God, I'd love that.
And it all ends with a basketball game.
Yes!
But Rodman's picked for the North Korean team.
Shit. And he doesn't know what to do. Yeah. And it's actually like, it's actually not a basketball match. It's just three-point shooting.
Yeah.
And whoever gets the fifth hoop first.
Yeah.
It's like a penalty shootout, basically. Yeah. Whoever wins it, as the ball goes through the hoop, it fires a nuclear weapon.
And we think, oh, well, Rodman's been drafted for the North Korean team. The North Korean... Pyongyangers.
The Pyongyang Panthers, they're called. You knew that, come on.
Sorry. So he's drafted for the Pyongyang Panthers.
And unbelievably, in the US, it's NBA season, so no teams are available, so they get in the Harlem Globetrotters. I love the I'm obsessed with the Harlem Globetrotters. I cannot get my head around what that is, because they're all really good basketball players, but they just go around the world doing tricks. They're like a circus act.
Yeah,
imagine if there was a football team like that. It'd be mad.
Do they ever get drafted into really basketball good... afterwards? Or
no,
before?
No. They're in the Globetrotters, right? But they get drafted, like, they get picked out of college and stuff. For doing weird tricks. It blows my mind. Imagine if you were really good at football as a kid, and you were like, oh, I really want to play football professionally, you know, hope one day to play for my team, Fulham. And instead you get picked to go and do kick-ups in fucking Kenya or something. It's meant. It's so weird.
I mean, that does happen to a much smaller scale, like with trick shot footballers who go around just doing tricks.
Yeah, but they haven't got a team and a kit. And
no, that is mad.
It's so weird.
Do you think kids in America aspire to be a globetrotter rather than
basketball player? That's a good question.
But I don't think they should get the Harlem Globetrotters in. I think they should... They get Steven Seagal in.
Yeah, he plays for the Globetrotters. Did you know that? Didn't you know that... Don't tell me you didn't know that Steven Seagal's a member of the Harlem Globetrotters.
Steven the Seagal Seagal.
Does anyone in this room know how to pronounce his name? It's Steven Seagal, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, I'm saying Seagal for fun.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so and it turns out he's a fucking excellent trick shot.
Oh, yes.
And he wins.
Yeah, he wins.
But on the last shot, something happens that means he doesn't set off any nuclear weapons and they all hug it out.
Nice. Robin cuts the wire because Steven Seagal's distracting them with his amazing tricks.
Yeah.
And Robin sneaks around the back and cuts the wire.
That's the wire. Yeah. And there's a tense moment where he doesn't know which to cut because one of them will just set off all of the
weapons. Every nuclear weapon, yeah.
Ever. Right, credits, brilliant. Oscar winning film. I mean, we could sit here and pretend to have a discussion, but we know that the best film, the film that we are going to do whatever you do with it, is Last Gary on Earth.
It's the Last Gary on Earth, yeah. That is the best film of the week. And unfortunately, John, it's now time for us to leave the studio because our time's up. Our booking's run out and it's Gary Jules.
Oh.
He's here to record the soundtrack for The Last Gary on Earth.
Such a verse. What they don't realise is we actually record in Abbey Road Studios.
Yeah, we record every episode in Abbey Road Studios. Listeners, you would not believe how rich John and I are. It's ridiculous. If you just do a podcast, honestly, they just Patreon. Throw money at you. They throw money. Yeah, it's the Patreon stuff, yeah. 10 grand helps us record at Abbey Road Studios every week. We really appreciate it, guys.
Thanks so much.
We've actually got the option to be scored by a string orchestra at any moment if we want to be. Anyway, that's it. Thanks, John.
Cheers, mate.
See you later, guys.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Send the guys a movie idea. Tell your friends that you like the show. Follow us on social media. Then you'll be the best listener.